Fast isn't over until 4:46. So we'll take a short break. We'll daven Ma'ariv. By the time you get home, it'll be after the fast. So this I heard from the Rebbe, actually, in the later years. The Rebbe started to speak during a fast day. He said there was an old tradition that they used to speak Divrei Kivushim, that on a fast day they would speak words that captured the heart, to get a people at the time of a fast day, which were more emotionally involved and were more tuned in. So it's an appropriate time to encourage one another to become closer to Hashem and to do the right thing. So the Rebbe basically spoke about Asar B'Tevis, when I remember this, on the 10th day of Tevis. And one of the things that it's brought down, we say the davening in the morning, in the Slichas, it says, Somach Melech Bavel. Melech Bavel was the king of Babylonia, which was, he leaned on. What happened is that, you know, the four fasts that we fast for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Asar B'Tevis was the time that they put a siege around Yerushalayim. And that's called Somach Melech Bavel. So what does a siege do? A siege basically does, it doesn't allow anybody to come in or out. Everybody is who's in the city is stuck in the city, and everybody is outside the city is outside the city. So it's, so in generally it's understood in the negative. In the negative meaning that nobody can leave, you know, like in Russia they used to say in the olden days that they don't want anybody like the joke, to get corrupted outside of Russia, so they didn't let anybody leave. They didn't want them to become impacted by the bad ideas, the cultures of what's going on in the free world. So they made sure to keep them, to protect their people, hold them inside, not to let them go. But in the simple context, we know that that's considered to be a siege, and that is what eventually brought to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rebbe says, we know that part of all of the fasting is that Yehovcho Yom Emelu, so that we improve our ways and we figure out how to utilize these days to the positive. So the Rebbe says there's also a positive spin to it. The positive spin to it is that, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody goes there, we're scattered. Everybody goes all different ways in different directions. We don't have a united front. We're not. One of the problems that the Jewish people have had throughout the centuries was that whenever things were, you know, a little bit lighter, easier from the outside, we couldn't get along inside. You know, we couldn't get along. People, they didn't get along. Yidden with Yidden, one person with another person. It was a challenging. As we know, that the problem of Sinas Chinam, hatred for no reason, was a cause for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So putting people together, forcing them together, sort of represents the idea of unity. Maybe not one, but it represents the idea of unity. You know, sometimes when we realize that we have a common enemy out there who is surrounding us, then we won't pay so much attention and we won't be so hard on what's going on inside, because we'll realize that we need all of our koiches, we need all of our energies to find the common enemy. And that is something which, in the positive way, Somach Melech Bavel, it sort of brings Yidden together. If we can stand together, united, strong, then that way we will overcome all the difficulties, and we know there's plenty of difficulties. Unfortunately, you know, we see sometimes what's going on now in Israel and the various different things. You know, the fighting is like is something which doesn't add to the protection, doesn't add to the safety of all of Eretz Yisrael. So let's hope that we'll reach the positive, we'll reach unity, we'll reach togetherness, we'll respect each other, we'll appreciate each other, we'll find a favor for one another, we'll judge everybody favorably, and that unity will bring about that Yehovcho Yom Emelu, L'Sos and L'Simcha. And as the Rebbe points out, if a day was originally set up for a Yontif, okay, it's a big joy. But if you take a day which was a sad day, which was a fasting day, and then you turn it to Yontif, it's so much more, because you're taking a day which was a sad day, made it into a holiday. So we have the opportunity So hopefully that will grab the opportunity in Hashem Yivarech, Asabi Basholim, that we don't need any outside forces to keep us together, but we'll just find it within ourselves. We'll find the goodness in the other person, and we'll be able to join forces, and together we'll march to the Gula, Hamitis Vashlema, Bimheri Yemenu, and this day will be no more a fast, it will be a Yom Tov.